Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Big J Okerson
and Dan Soder. Welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. We'll have new episodes every morning, Tuesday through Friday. You want more Bonfire? You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
You can go to SiriusXM.com/Bonfire for a special 3-month offer.
The Bonfire.
We're hanging out with the best team in radio.
Damn, yeah. Right, dude. We had a sales meeting with Jim and the salespeople and
Jimmy McClure. I call him
Jim McClure.
Now.
You call him Jimmy now, dude?
Yeah.
I call him Jim Jam, but that's just what I text him. I'll be honest with you,
Jimmy doesn't like that. I talked to him.
Oh, really?
About it. Yeah, we had drinks the other night at his place. It was pretty chill.
Trust me, Jimbo loves it.
Oh, Jim Lima Ding Dong. Yeah. He's chill.
But man, it's so crazy having support from a channel, just knowing how Comedy Central didn't give two flying fucks about us.
They genuinely enjoy us.
Let me rephrase that. People at Comedy Central cared.
Of course.
Overall, Comedy Central didn't care. It seems to be that Jim and the rest of Sirius give a shit about us now, which is
Jeremy
nice.
Westfall over at Comedy Central, Steve Razies. Those guys were definitely in.
Cool Dad is
Jordy Fox.
But
Just when Ann Harris started to like us, they gave her a fat boot across the ocean.
Yeah, so thanks, Viacom. We had the sales meeting today, though, and it was a Zoom call, and it made me realize, man, all you that have been doing these Zoom calls for a year, if you have not figured out a way to fake that you're there and not be there, what were you doing the whole time?
The best part about Zoom, though, is it does tell you when people just flat out check out. So you see, it was always in the middle of like conversation, so I didn't get to do it, but I wanted to call it every time. I go, oh, what's going on? So-and-so got to do so important.
Yeah. Oh, why are you leaving? Why are they not on?
Oh, I remember you had something so important going on there. Olivia Tupleton.
What was great was I filled in because, you know, I have the same agent as Chrissy D and Sal, and they were doing a college gig together. And Sal had to bail because of Jokers. So they were like, listen, we can get you. It was like money for me and Chris basically to do like, to have a conversation, a funny conversation for an hour. Mm-hmm. But then if you could see the way that I changed my Zoom when I stopped video, I changed my name to Sal and then had it with that picture and then was like, yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm another guy. And I thought that was going to be funny, and they didn't think it was funny, so I just ended up interviewing Chris for an hour.
You know him from Impractical Jokers Adjacent. It's Dan Soder.
Oh. You know him from the Impractical Jokers Cruise. It's Dan Soder.
You know this guy from television's Impractical Jokers Cruise. Spocks.
And then it just became like me interviewing Chris, but I thought it was going to be like, this guy got, I don't know why I thought that was going to work, but it didn't. It absolutely
I would have thought it would too. That would break the tension. They already knew he wasn't coming, right? Or did you have to break the news then?
I honestly, Jay, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if they knew that he canceled.
Nah, that's the worst. That was, I told you, I think I've told on the show before, but it does bear repeating. When I went to do pretty much all terrible shows, me, Tony Roberts, and Marshall Brandon, I mean, 20 years ago in Germany for troops, and it was all black troops for the most part. Not that it was all black troops, but it was like marketed to, like, you know, it was like comics from Def Jam and BET's Comic View, but I was one of the comics, and Dominique also was with us. Great times in several of these things, but we one of the things we did in Germany was a comedy show. We were doing comedy at a pool party.
Great.
And
a
our
German
comedy,
pool party?
German, well, no, black American soldiers in Germany pool party.
Got it. Got it.
And
I would think a German pool party is like a, you know, full suit with the swim cap.
Yes.
And they're like, we are actually doing laps. We are racing to see as fast as we can go. That's the pool party.
The chlorine is terrible on your nipples, so we have to wear shirts.
The full party, if the male can show his nipples, he will want to watch the female poop. It's German sex knowledge.
It's German lore.
German knowledge.
But no, when we got there, all the people, like the promoter guys, were all wearing laminates around their neck that had, is it flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, a DMX album cover, like... art, you know, he's covered in the blood, and he's like,
yeah, that's flesh of my blood.
Everyone's
got
a laminate
dick because he fucked a corpse.
Yeah, everyone's wearing a laminate of that backstage.
Excuse me,
and we go,
show up, and you go,
and
what's
they go,
this?
All right, guys, we're gonna get started here pretty soon. And I go, what's with the laminates? And they go, oh, yeah, he goes, it's promoted as like a DMX is gonna be performing at this party, and I was like, really? He goes, but we're saying he couldn't make it. And I went, wait, what do you mean you're saying we couldn't make it? They go, oh, he goes, well, it gets everybody out if you say
Jesus.
We're having DMX come. And then
Jesus.
At the thing you say, there was travel problems because we're overseas, so there could, it's possible. It was, they said we have travel problems with DMX, and then we just give him like the stuff that we have to do. And he goes, but there, he goes, it's okay. He goes, they're going to be in a good mood because we're doing again, we're bringing back our annual buck naked booty dance contest.
You did it. You
that's
have
the
told
wording.
This story.
Yeah, that was the wording of
one.
It. Yeah, the butt naked booty dance contest. He goes, and they love that. They go, it was so wild that like last year, like two female officers got like dishonorably discharged for like fucking like I don't know, like spreading their pussies open and shit. Yeah. And I was like, and what's funny again, you're talking a 20-something me where I was like, that took away all the sting of like. Oh, this comedy show is probably not. I didn't overthink what was going to happen right there. And I go, ooh, butt naked booty dance. That's going to be fun. Like, especially as this is a show. It's a show where I would have never gotten laid in a million years. Do you know what I mean?
Just
so
to
like,
say the full thing. Butt naked booty dancers?
Butt naked booty dance contest? Oh,
it's
Ian.
Butt naked booty dance contest?
Oh,
it's so fun to run downhill with. That's a butt. You're talking about the butt naked booty dance contest?
Oh, the butt naked booty dance contest.
When was there. I'm trying to remember the story because I.
No, I'll tell you. It's a quick ending. So I was just like, I handled it the way they were hoping people were going to handle it when they told them. They go that they were like, I'm like, oh no, DMX. Like, yeah, well that makes sense. We are in the middle of Germany. This is not a really big thing.
Also, he's so, got like, a lot of dogs. Got to take care of those dogs.
Yeah, and they were like, but we already have a butt naked booty dance contest, and I was like, ooh, that's pretty fucking awesome. Never thinking in my mind where. Comedy's going to fit into all this. All the shows were pretty bad so far, so I'm like, what could be worse about this? So, and sure enough, we were performing, I found out, on a little balcony. It was indoors, but it was like a balcony thing that can hold maybe like five people.
Germany? You were on a balcony giving a speech in Germany?
Yes, dude, like Hitler, over a pool.
Dude, Hitler pool party sounds so much more fun. He's like, you know, I was really thinking about it, and this is a very fun time. Maybe we leave the Jews alone just because this pool is rocking. Sorry, DMX couldn't be here. Instead, it's Adolf Hitler.
Are you all ready for the butt-naked booty dance contest?
Everyone! How we rebuild the German economy is the butt-naked booty dance contest.
Dude, so they go out there. We're finding out. He goes, yeah, this is the stage, basically. And I'm like, oh, man, you're so far away from the people. But, like, just looming over them. It was such a bad place for it. And they go, of course I was going to go first on all the shows.
Yeah.
Get the white dude out of the way.
Dude, you're the white Ricky Henderson.
I'm the white sacrifice.
Dude, you have to lead off. Just get on base, dude.
Yeah.
You're not hitting for power. You're hitting for placement.
They should have done it different. They should have put a black person first to get him like lubed in for the comedy, and then I could have come in. Even if it would have went worse for me, they would have been more attentive. Like, I didn't get their attention enough. But anyway,
I get it, because your whiteness can shock them up front. But
yeah,
you know,
they were like, "Oh, and we got a bullshit white comedy show," which is what I'm sure they all felt. But here's the worst part of it: I was like, we're doing the show now. And before the show starts, they go, all right, everybody, there's a couple things to announce. And this is people in and around an indoor pool.
Oh, so it smells like chlorine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that smell for sure. But the indoor pool smell.
Takes me back to watching Joe.
Yeah, indoor pool, dude. That's what I grew up with at the Y, the Jewish Community Center, had an indoor pool. And that smell, dude, that stays on you, that chlorine. Old man balls.
Dude, that's how I had to watch Joe swim. He didn't swim at outside pools. It was all indoor, high school
always
indoor. Pools.
Yep. Ugh. So a guy goes up there first, and he goes, all right, y'all, we're about to get the entertainment of the night started. And the people are Thank God he didn't take it that far. He just goes, guys, he goes, first I'm going to start off and get the bad news out of the way. And the bad news is DMX, due to some flight problems, some travel issues, DMX is not going to be able to join us tonight. I'm really sorry about that. And the place, like, it's... I mean, significantly bigger than that. Like, very angry, upset boos and pissed off. And they go, but guys, he goes, I don't know if y'all was here. Remember what happened last year? He goes, remember them two officers got fired or them two officers got discharged because of how crazy it got the butt naked booty dance contest. He goes, but I'll tell you. He goes, we're about to do it again this year. Butt Naked Booty Dance Contest is back this year. And they go fucking nuts. Dude, they're so excited.
Yeah.
The girls start like shaking ass cheeks and stuff. Like, yeah. And even I, at that point, am still sort of like, I see them shaking their butts. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm excited to see these girls. It's just out of my zone. Like, I've only seen at that point live, like, pretty much like my girlfriend's naked. You know what I mean?
You rubbing your hands together like, oh, boy, oh,
dude,
boy.
I was like, this is going to be fun. And then he goes, we're going to get that button. And they go nuts. He goes, but first, he might as well have said, he goes, but first we're going to drag this night out to get to what you want by having a comedy show. And here's a fat white 21-year-old.
Yo, what up, dogs?
Dude, I went out there and they were trying to splash water at me. And it was just a mess. I don't even know if we finished the show or if everybody ended up doing like 5-7 minutes or something. It was like... It was bad. And then we just immediately left. Did not see the Butt Naked Booty Dance because they made us leave.
They made you leave?
So weird, man.
That's rude.
So weird.
To lie? I wonder if they can still
lie,
do that.
Lie, throw us under the bus, and then have the Butt Naked Booty Dance Contest without us present.
But, like, they can't do that now with social media. They can't be like, y'all ready for DaBaby? And you're like, oh, nope, sorry, he's not here. Here's Dan Soder. I'm all... Hey guys, thanks for your service. Pretty sweet what you guys are doing.
Dude, well, you're right. You're right. What social media would do right now is you go, DaBaby's performing here next Friday. They go, really? Because I'm looking at Instagram here. It looks like DaBaby's in Berlin, or that doesn't make sense. Yeah. It would be Germany.
But they also would be like, I just DM'd him, and he said he had no idea about this show, and they're like,
yeah, he said,
stand down, soldier.
He said he whatever the opposite of supports the troops is. He condemns the troops.
But, man, I think I'm trying to think of the best way to handle that. And
whatever the best way was not the way I did.
No, that yours was worst case scenario. But I'm saying promoting the big booty dance, the naked? It's big.
The big booty, the butt naked.
Butt naked booty dance contest.
Butt naked booty dance contest, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun one. Butt-naked booty dance contest. If you're going to promote the butt-naked booty dance contest, you got to let it die down and then bring it back up for comedy. And you're right. Having the white comic on an all-black lineup started off, you're not setting the tone.
Buddy, a better host, it's like the same level as, like, unfortunately, like college hosting, why that so notoriously always sucks.
I was talking about this last night at the Cellar. You're absolutely right.
You need a legit host who knows how to introduce the thing at all. Because exactly, he could have said, DMX isn't coming. Hey, everybody, but here's the big news. I'm not saying the same. You could do the same order, just differently. And you go, but guys, remember last year we are getting the butt naked booty dance. Then make an excuse like that couldn't possibly be starting now because right now we're going to start taking sign-ups and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's like we're going to start that in about an hour and a half, he goes. But right
Get
now,
some drinks, he goes, relax.
He goes, right now I want you to kick back. We brought these comedians. It was just a better hype. He was like, but we're going to do the comedy. He goes, but I think we dance contest is happening. They go nuts. And it's while they're still screaming, he goes, but we're going to do the comedy. We're going to do our comedy thing first, man. We got some people coming out. First one is Jay. Oh, you know, whatever. Big Jay. And then like, they're just like, and then he just went back to doing their own thing. I didn't command their attention. I was just talking to people, not caring or trying to splash water at me.
Also, you have flop sweat mixed with chlorine, indoor humidity sweat.
Fucking old man like, ball stench.
You're just blah, you're just saunaing it, fully dressed. You're fully dressed in an indoor pool. It's the worst.
I know it's not the smell of old man balls, but the reason I realize I keep saying that is because that's what I would it's the smell of the locker room at the JCC, and the locker room at the JCC, let me tell you something about old Jewish men, dude. They don't mind letting their marbles knock around. They will walk around with those things just juggling.
I'd probably say the most pair of peaches I've ever seen are just on old men in athletic clubs, just letting their gray, just all grayed out in their crotch.
Just, yeah, but I mean just a long, bag of grapes. I mean just
a
swinging
long
down.
Hanger. Just a loogie hang. Like when you were little.
You're going to suck it back up?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking gross. But you're not wrong by saying it's old man ball smell, because I associate indoor pool with Joe swimming in the 50 and over Masters League, where it's all men over 50 in Speedos, just smelling like
Lord.
Balls.
Yes, that smell brings even, dude, when I'm dream house, like, just like fun wish list looking at houses on Zillow porn.
Yeah,
and I tell you, I see these things where it's like they have indoor pools at houses that you're like, you know what, dude? In like 2 years, I could probably get this house, an indoor pool, and I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome to have a pool all year round. And then all I do is think of that smell, and I go, nah, dude, pool's supposed to be outside, dude. You're only supposed to have the pool for a couple months.
Can't you smell that smell?
You
were in the pool, weren't you? You smell like balls.
you smell like old Jewish man balls.
Old Jew balls.
Jacob, could you bring up Dr. Pimple Popper's Instagram, please? Speaking of balls, dude, I have the sound off on my Instagram, I guess. Naturally, when you look at Instagram.
Yeah, I think you have to turn it on. You have to click
you have to turn
video.
It on. You push the video and the sound comes on. So she had a post maybe yesterday or the day before. And, I mean, you tell me with no volume what it looks like is happening.
What is she popping?
It's not popping anything. She doesn't pop a goddamn thing in this video. That's what's weird about it, Dan.
The popping thing for me is always the fear that she is going to pop too deep. And
no, they wouldn't even air that, dude. They don't air mess-ups.
Well, I told you that Katie...
That's why you could never mess up that shit.
I told you Katie popped a cyst on my chest, right?
Yeah. Did she get the sack out?
No. That's why when I went...
Because
it got infected. And then I had to go to a dermatologist, and he was like, when it fills back up, I got to pull the sack out. And I was like, yeah.
So you're waiting for it to fill back up?
Yeah, I've been waiting for...
That's it? Just a waiting game?
Close to like 9 months, dude. Like a little baby, little pus baby.
I home surgeried that cyst that's in my top of my butt crack.
By yourself? Blindfolded?
No, dude. Justin Silver helped sometimes. Carla had to help a few times. Never surgery on it. I went to an emergency room and they cut it, but they cut in the wrong spot. And then I just said, and then they said, actually, you might want to let this go for another day and come back. And then I was like, actually what it was, they said, we shouldn't cut it. We should let this come back in a day or two. And then I was like, yep. And then she went, you're not going to come back, are you? I go, no, I'll come back. And she goes, just sit back down. I'm going to try now because I can tell you're not going to come back. So she just cut in the wrong place because I guess it wasn't ready. But what's funny was, I think I still have a hole in the top of the crack of my ass, possibly, a small one. Maybe it's closed back up. But, when it would – the beauty of what she did, though, is when that thing would, flare up, plane rides or long car rides or whatever, when it would flare up, it would just kind of, it would never become a thing. It was kind of just come out that second hole.
Yeah.
But when I used to get it bad, that thing really hurt. But it's for some reason, again, I don't know about sack filling up or what. Just haven't had to deal with it in probably fucking 10 years. I don't know what it is. Just and sack never came out. No sack.
Sack out. I still got the sack in mine. I'm waiting for my sack to fill up so they can pop it out.
It's on it. It's on my
you
tailbone.
You think so, doctor?
Yeah, I do.
I actually, my doctor thinks so. Who is a doctor?
Yeah, smart
doctor
ass.
Of what?
Doctor of dermatology. So what's up?
You gonna keep coming at me?
Hell yeah. Touche.
Damn, Lou's good. Yeah, go to Dr. Pimple. Now just go down slowly on the page. I'll tell you which one it is.
Oh, God.
Keep going. Go, yeah, this is her then. Go down. It's a guy standing behind her.
Is that how the video starts? Because yeah. All these seem to be it's very like her close up.
It's like her head's to the forefront of this picture. That's what I'm saying. Unless she's posting like 50 things a day. This was like the other day. I follow weird stuff. It'll be like Paris Hilton, then a girl sucking a dildo.
Cool.
Just trying to find
that's
whatever
cool.
Pimple Popper's thing is. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course, that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do IGTV, probably. Click that. Go down. No, none of these either.
Really. Oh, my God. It looks like he's
go
pulling
back.
A piece of lobster out of that guy's head.
Go back to the
head.
Other thing, Jacob.
Jesus Christ. That looks like a lobster claw coming
oh
out
God,
of that guy's
Jacob. Go back to the other thing, please.
Oh, it's not the one in the middle?
It is. It's the one in the middle. It's going to be the one in the middle. You got to click it. And then, yeah. Say
sensitive
that
comment.
Say that we're adults. Dude, this
see
is
video.
Great.
Yeah, if you click on see video down at the bottom.
Yeah. Down there at the bottom. Look at this. No volume. Don't play volume.
Okay. Oh, that's his balls. That's his balls.
Looks
that's
like a guy ball. Just fucking hangs nut behind her, right?
Oh,
I was thrown
God.
By it. I thought she was hacked. That, in fact, show it again. Start from the beginning.
I've actually seen that episode.
Really?
Did you really?
Yeah.
That looked like a ball sack.
It just looks like how did she not know that it looked like he was hanging bag over her head? She also superimposes her head.
Yeah, that's weird.
Dr. Pimple Popper's a freak.
Freak nasty.
Look at it again. Look. He just dangles nut.
Weird.
Bong.
Weird. Having
he just pulls it out for him. He goes, oh, hey, can you tell me, did I sit in gum? Plop. That's what my friend Glenn used to do.
That's really great.
You have a nut hanging out. Dude, but we found gum.
Dude, the best is we found my friend. My friend has a picture of his older brother and him when they're kids at this athletic center. And his brother's like on the edge. And they're like, you know, probably 7, 8, 9, him and his brothers. And they're like, ah, like doing those face of like, I'm sliding into the picture. And we were in high school and you were showing us this picture. And it, on his brother's leg, you can just see his nut hanging out of his shorts. And you're like, dude, check Brian's balls. And he's like, I saw it. And Brian was like, dude, give me that. He like snatched it out of there. And he's like, shut the fuck up. He was older than us. He's like, shut up, Soder. I was like, dude, your fucking nuts are right in this photo.
Your beans are hanging out, dude.
He's having a fucking bean day, dude.
That's so weird. But yeah, it's not, Dan, that is in fact not a nut.
Yeah, it's a
skin tag. No, not even a tumor. A skin tag, part of a lipoma, but just
the
a skin.
Right,
you know,
nut sack.
Like things you get on your neck. Do you ever get a skin tag ever, Dan?
Yeah, I've gotten a skin tag before.
Where?
One time in my armpit, like over here, and then behind my knee.
Really?
Yeah,
those are weird places.
I thought maybe one right here. Like in
between
our
skin
armpit.
Rubs together is where it happens.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I got in my arm, right in my arm.
The only ones I've ever gotten was from, like, necklaces or something like that. My St. Christopher, though, you know? I can't not wear.
Oh, really? I never got them on my neck, thank God. I don't wear necklaces, though.
My dad would get them on neck also from, like, you don't wear any neck jewelry. I really don't either. I mean, that's about to change in the summer of Depp, but.
Dude, oh, I forgot. You're bringing back your new look that we talked about.
You guys teased me right out of my fucking glasses.
Hard. I mean, I wasn't going to let that happen. I wasn't letting that happen as your friend. I love you too much to let you think that those glasses are a thing that could take. I have a lot of give, but not that much.
Me and glasses in general?
No, just those glasses. Okay. And you also don't need them yet. And you don't need them yet. When you need them, I'm cool.
Who knows, dude? I'm just fucking acid my eyes. I want a new accessory.
No, it's glasses for me. Like I didn't want to wear them.
No, I know. Like, but you also never picked like a pair that would make you look
cool.
You look really good in some glasses for sure.
Oh, thanks. Well, I mean, it was just for me. It was weird to not see most of the time.
Jacob Brock's glass is good.
Jacob looks
sure do.
Devilishly handsome in glasses.
Yeah.
Black Lou rocks glasses.
Brendan could have picked better glasses for himself. He's doing too hipstery. He's doing too
one day out the door and Jay is getting sassy.
No, no, no.
One day out the door and you're saying
no,
Brendan's
don't
ugly.
Say that. I didn't say that at all. Brendan's gorgeous.
He's
what I'm saying.
Gorgeous man.
Glasses on a guy that gorgeous, glasses. There's glasses that will even enhance and make you go. It's like son, he's one of those guys, and you go, son of a bitch, is rocking glasses now, and he's pulling off. Like he wears glasses that take him. My stepfather would do that too when he was younger. His glasses were just like ugly glasses, so it made a good looking guy look like kind of goofy with his glasses on.
Yeah,
where he could have looked good. Also, he also did have terrible eyes. That's what funny. The funny thing my stepfather does, I don't know, man, he'd be upset if I was making fun of him for it.
Right.
My stepfather wears contact lenses now.
Yeah,
but he's always worn colored contact lenses. So he's got dark brown Italian eyes, but he gets like blue ones. So he looks like a fucking cyborg or something.
Dude, can I tell you? Thank you for telling me that. Because I was freaked out. Because I look at, and I'm like, what's up with Joe's eyes? Like, whenever I talk to him, I'm like, he's like,
hey, Joe,
is he missed?
Joe, are you a Japanese hip hop girl?
Is Joe mystical? Like, he seemed mystical with like,
his eyes.
I go,
it's like, he has an eye, like, it's like fucking his eyes look like the bad guy from Golden Child.
Yeah, dude. I'm almost like, hey, Jay, can you tell me about your mystic stepfather?
Yeah, why does he have flame eyes?
Why does he have jade eyes whenever
dude,
I catch him?
He wears colored contacts is the funniest thing in the world.
Dude,
is it green or blue? And it's just like, why?
Dude, it'd be cool
never
if he came over.
Away, Jay.
What?
What's that?
When I would never do that, but I get it. man, because I have too many women just go on and on about this guy's blue eyes, their gorgeous eyes. And you're like, yeah, if I could just get these contact lenses. So I understand it.
Buddy, it never goes away if you're a person that never goes away for it. It's the same thing. Exactly. Why would I get liposuction or something like that in my mid-40s now? But it's like, why not, dude? Like, exactly. It's like, what are you, who are you getting it for? He goes, just myself, man, dude, honestly. Not myself, but it's for myself that other people will think I look good, but that's for me, for my own ego.
Can I ask a person?
When no one would give a shit what I did now. Sorry, Dan.
No, Jacob, what were you going to say?
It's second to height. It's the thing I get annoyed with. Like, what do you want me to do about my goddamn eye color? I was born with the stupid color. Like, what?
I'll tell you what to do, dude.
I'm trash eyes because I have brown eyes.
Last time I checked, Van Morrison didn't write a song about anyone with blue eyes.
Talk to Papa Joey. He'll just fucking straighten your shit out. He'll get you a nice regimen of fucking some violet eyes.
You guys could look like you're going to be the flag girls at a Tokyo drift race.
It's really, you guys are like fucking you should be wearing female sailor suits and clapping with your knees together.
I'm excited to see you in your Fila heel sneakers and then your
Heelys.
But Jay, what I
overhear the conversation they're going on about this guy's blue eyes. He just got born with them.
Yeah, it
fucking
is.
I hate that guy and I don't even know him.
Well,
I've always been into girls with dark eyes, weirdly enough.
Me too. I love brown eyes. I love brown eyes.
I was always brunette brown eyes.
Yep. What's up? Yeah. High five.
But, pow. And then weirdly, like for so long, like my ultimate, like, you know, girl when I was a kid was Pam Anderson.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Did you see the picture?
But next era, you got the Alyssa Milano's, obviously the Salma Hayek's. These are all dark hair, dark eyes.
Before we go down this, because I want to bring this up to you.
Christine.
If you get liposuction, if you ever do it, it has to be when we're in studio and you cannot tell us it's happening so that when you come in and look completely different, we can react like, whoa. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Why is she wearing a super tight shirt?
Oh, what's up, guys? Hey, Jay, you're wearing an Under Armour shirt?
Yeah, you know, why not? I figure if you got it, flaunt it, right?
Yeah, I had a Skanks logo put up here on the chest with next to the Under Armour.
I'd get lipo in my stomach, inner upper thigh, and above my dick.
Okay. Those are not, very specific places.
Not in that order. I would do above dick, thigh, stomach, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
Above dick would be my favorite. I'm starting to think I get some lipo above my dick. There's two more fucking inches hiding in there.
Oh, I think if I get calf implants, everyone will respect me in the summer, just like that MTV True Life.
Can I tell you about this, Dan?
What?
No one's ever thought about twice about your calves besides you in this world. However, I bet a lot of people have been fucking eye to pecker with me and have said, I bet there's about 2 more inches in that gun.
She goes, yeah, we could really open this unit up if we take this right here out.
Oh, dude, you got fucking 3 more feet of room back there. Yeah, you knock this wall down. It's hollow. No major pipes.
You got to have Christine love it or list it your dick, where she comes in and she's like, I can completely open this up and give you 2 more inches.
Absolutely. I think, yeah, I would definitely get like... How much does that cost? Jacob, look up how much lipo costs.
Just don't go, if you're going to do it.
Gunt lipo.
But he'll hold on.
Fupa.
But Jay, if you're going to do it, please don't do it in Brazil or Mexico.
Like, no,
do
this, it here. This would have to happen like down the block.
Yeah, I need you to go to the Upper East Side with some guy. It's $1,500, dude.
That's not so bad. Dude, well, what does that procedure start at?
Dude, can we get butt implants?
What I'd like to do here is actually, could we, Jacob, do me a favor? Do we have capabilities to get them on the horn?
Yeah. With a call liposuction?
Yeah.
You can look like this.
But this is South Florida.
Can I be honest with you? I'm willing to bet you could pull enough fat out of my gunt that I'll look like that after surgery.
Dude.
Just cut a little hole in my gunt and put a vacuum in there, and just whatever comes out is fine.
Man, what if we get super into plastic surgery on this show? I start getting fillers and stuff, dude, and then I got
that
weird...
lady face.
Dude, I got those weird claymation faces.
Absolutely. Jacob, can you please find one a little bit closer to us? South Florida. Come on.
Yeah, it's...
I'm not taking a vacation.
Because that's where I am. But You know, Boca Raton is where you want to fly, Jay, for the weekend to do this.
Why?
Because you know, because the best surgeons will be there.
Yeah, dude, that, they're the ones that keep all the old.
Of the world.
You don't think New York is going to be the best?
Yeah, but yes, that too. But I would stake. I would be very comfortable getting lipo or any other plastic surgery.
I don't want my follow-ups down there. I just wouldn't want to do follow-ups. I'm gonna have to go back and see this guy.
Dude, it'd be funny if you just blew like $30,000 sculpting your body through fucking plastic surgery, and then you have like a weird one, you know, like one goes sideways, and then you just have like a weird raisin leg. Because you're getting a butt, you're getting a butt put in. Liposuction cost. Here we go. This is what we're looking for, Jay.
Jacob, do me a favor. Go, we'll vamp, and you call this place and ask if they'll come on the air of the radio show looking into some costs. Because one of the hosts has a
That's a Long Island office. That's Manhasset.
I'll go to Manhasset. If that's a good doctor, if that's reputable.
No, we gotta find. I mean, look at that. It's pricing from $38.50. Additional areas being treated at $2,000. So this is a little more expensive, Jay. You're looking at around $5,000 to $7,000.
I want to ask what kind of results he thinks he can get.
Oh, you want 2 more inches on your wiener?
Well, listen, he's not gonna tell me that out of the gates. Although,
do you think he's gonna do that? He's gonna do that before he puts you under? Or he goes, and by the way, bud, you're coming out with a larger rod.
By the way, if he zooms in, will you guys promise not to look if I have to show him my wiener? Am I above Dick?
I'm gonna look. I just won't react.
Do you guys promise not to look?
I'll mute. I'll unplug my microphone.
Jacob, promise. You're my brother in arms. Promise me.
Promise, Jacob, that you won't look at Jay's wiener when we're getting consulted.
DJ Lou, I want you to look. I want you to look right at it.
I don't want to look.
I want you to never take your eyes off it.
Stare at
Dan,
it.
Dan, don't look.
Don't look.
You're not going to respect my comedy anymore.
Stop it. I will always respect your comedy.
No, you won't think I'm good.
I will. I'll respect it less.
You go, I must have misjudged Jay. I mean, could he be as funny as I think he is with that dick?
No way, dude.
FUPA?
I'll judge your comedy when they knock off your FUPA and it ends up you got an extra large dong. I'll be dude, like, he's too confident now. Sitting down is just rubbing it in.
Dude, you won't be able to stop me from finding reasons to pull that fucking monster out. If I get two more soft inches on it,
dude, we won't even be able to get back in studio. I'd be like, we did another business Zoom and Jay pulled his dick out. So
I'm gonna I'll streak. I'll be get involved in much more Ari Shaffir like, hey, look at my dick humor.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna be doing so many naked shows in New York when they come back.
Hey guys, you know, this is a real challenge for me. You know, doing this naked. I wonder if I had a distracting sized soft dick, I wonder if I would currently right now do a naked show.
What do you mean?
Like I don't want to be naked.
Like if your dick was like distracting to the audience?
Yes. I wonder if I would be like, you know what? My body's not going to look good naked walking out here, but what about if my dick's just so big, it's like everyone's going to be looking at the dick, dude. No one cares about my fucking gut.
I don't think dicks draw that kind of attention.
Oh, the one I'm talking about, what, Dan? I don't know if you know exactly what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, I think you're talking about like Playboy cartoon big. I'm talking about just, I think normal people would be like, oh, he's got a pretty big piece. And then look at your body and then go back to, you know what I mean? I don't think people would just, I don't think you would transfix people is what
Can
I'm trying to say.
I saw Eric Andre do a naked show once. I couldn't tell you a joke that he said, but I could currently right now draw you his dick from memory.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.